My next speaker is Jonah Hundred, who works in solidarity with Indigenous sovereignists and land defenders. He was involved in G20 protests and is currently working on the support committee for the 17 organizers charged with conspiracy, doing direct support work for his brother Alex.
Thanks everyone so much for coming out today. My name is Jonah Hundred. For many, that's J-O-N-A-H-H-U-N-D-E-R-T. So again, my name is Jonah. My brother is one of the 17 co-accused currently facing conspiracy charges related to the G20. Of those 17, one person is still in jail. He has been denied bail. He has spent over 2 months in jail. The other 16 of those 17 people are all on house arrest. They are facing some of the strictest bail conditions that the court is legally able to give out to people. They are facing house arrest. They are not allowed to use cell phones. They are not allowed to communicate with their co-accused or with their communities. These are the kinds of bail conditions that we usually see applied to murderers and to gang trials. Now remember, these are people who were not even on the street on Saturday. These people were arrested in house raids Saturday morning and picked up out of cabs on their way to press conferences and off the street on that day before any of the property destruction happened on that day. They are not accused of violent crimes. These people were targeted for their politics. These people were targeted because they are effective community organizers. They were targeted because they fight alongside Indigenous leaders, alongside land defenders on behalf of immigrants, on behalf of marginalized communities across Southern Ontario and Quebec. And for that, they are arrested and facing extremely serious jail time. Freedom! There's a few things to remember. One thing is that these kinds of bail conditions are not only meant to penalize these 17 people. These bail conditions are meant to damage our communities and to damage our movement. These kinds of charges and these kinds of bail conditions are rare. They don't happen very often, and they happen when our movement is the strongest. This is a sign that we pose a threat to the government and to the police and to the austerity measures of the G20. We have seen a moment in time where people in this city are furious. They were furious leading up to the G20 about what the G20 represents, and they are angry now about police violence. We cannot let them weaken us. It is important that we keep moving forward. People have asked me how people can support those 17 and the other defendants. There's a very practical way. One is donating to the legal fund. But even more important is that we do not let them stop us. We do not let them kill our momentum. That we keep moving forward. We keep growing stronger. We build solidarity and we build momentum. We cannot let them intimidate us. We cannot let them silence us.